Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1064 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Done, I don't think. When riding down to the police station from the pencil factory, Mr. Frank was on my knee. He was trembling. I saw the financial sheet on Mr. Frank's desk. Mr. Frank picked it up in his hand. Gant was at the factory 3 or 4 times after he was discharged. My recollection is that Frank said something about the financial sheet on Sunday. It was on May 3rd that Mr. Haas, the insurance man, asked that the factory be cleaned upon the Malsby side and on the other side. When my attention was called to it, I noticed something that looked like blood with something white over it at the ladies' dressing room on Monday morning. Cross-examination. Mr. Quinn called my attention to the blood spots. Barrett called Quinn's attention to it. Barrett showed me some hair on a lever of the lathe. It was 20 or 30 feet from Mary Fagan's machine on the north side of the room. There were no blood spots on it. I don't think anybody could answer how many strands of hair Barrett found. They were wound around the lever. I don't think there were over 6 or 8 at the outside. It was pretty hard to tell the color. It is my understanding that Barrett has been doing most of the discovering done in the building. He has lost quite some time since the murder, and buys quite some extras and reads them. The white stuff practically hid the spots. It looked like there had been an attempt to hide them, but you could see the spots. It looked like the man who tried to hide them, if anybody did, made a smearing motion and left the spots showing. I saw no blood spots on Mary Fagan's machine. There are hundreds of pay envelopes distributed every week in the factory. The rule is that if a person goes outside of the factory and finds an envelope short, we do not correct it. As the pay envelopes are distributed, they take them and tear them off, just like this one. The employees take the money out and scatter the envelopes all over the factory. On the second floor, where the metal room is the main place where you find the pay envelopes. I was present on Sunday morning when the time slip was burnt. I was looking over Mr. Frank's shoulder. Mr. Frank run it down the rubber side. This time slip, defendant's exhibit I, looks like the one. Mr. Frank looked down the number side and said it was all right, and I verified it. I didn't notice between 9:32 and 10:29 if there was any punch, or between 11:04 and 12, or between 2:08 and 3:01. I identify this Exhibit I defendant by the numbers 601 and 632. I look over the financial sheets every Saturday afternoon. The factory week runs from Friday morning till Thursday night. The financial sheet is usually completed about 5:30 Saturday afternoon. The financial sheet shows the week's operation of the factory, the production of the factory, the different kinds of pencils that were produced. There are perhaps 75 or 80 different kinds besides the special imprint pencils. Mr. Frank had to get all the data from the various departments of the factory, particularly the packing room. The cost of production was estimated most of the time as to the merchandise. The other things were real figures. Merchandise is bought by the month and...